Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. As everybody knows, Radio Kitchen is all about local ingredients, which is why it's about time we paid attention to one local product that is getting a lot of love, and that would be our fine local beers. From Heavy Seas to Brewer's Art to Stillwater to Union Brewing Company, there are a lot of very good beer makers practicing their craft in and around town. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, there are so many varieties of beer out there that a cook can have a field day working with them.
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows that we cook with wine.
Right? Sure.
But I don't think people pay enough attention to beer. It's got a very different flavor profile than wine, so it adds a lot of different components when you use it. And look, it's really fun to cook with because there are so many different flavors out there. I mean, let's like even forget about the, you know, the beer can chicken that, you know, you put a can of beer up in the chicken and put it in the grill. I mean, that's fun and all, but that doesn't do anything. But beer also has carbonation, right? Which wine doesn't, unless you're talking sparkling wine, but usually the ones we cook with don't. So in tempuras and in beer batters, huge, you know, advantage that this carbonation gives you a very light thing. And I think everyone has had some version of beer battered onion rings.
Absolutely.
But to me, like making them at home, some of the best like things you can do. And for me, that's like a pale ale style beer ingredient, you know, I think so. And there's a lot of good ones out there. So that's fun to do.
Sure.
Here's something that I've been trying. If you're a baker and you bake bread, swap out some of the liquid, you know, the water for beer.
Why not?
Beer bread is like really good. I mean, everyone's using some sort of spent grain in a lot of their whole grain breads.
Sure.
But adding the beer directly to the batter of the bread actually adds a really interesting complexity to bread that I'm having a lot of fun with. And some of the sugars in some of these beers actually give you a nicer crust on the outside.
Oh, of course they would, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, again, braising, I mean, stout, obviously this dark beer, perfect for braising things like beef and pork. We've been doing a killer pressure cooker pork, we've been working with our friends at Waverly Brewing, developing this really cool recipe using their dark beer and braising pork with raisins and brown sugar to get this almost sort of Cuban-styled pulled pork that we've been doing with pickles and mustard as almost like a sort of take on a Cubano, which is a ton of fun. Beer and mac and cheese. Sounds weird, but we've been working on a beer mac and cheese recipe that's actually quite delightful.
How does that work?
Instead of, you know, cream when we're making the bechamel, we've been using beer. And you get, you know, I mean, who doesn't love mac and cheese as a snack food?
Sure, absolutely.
And adding beer, and I'm talking more of a lighter style beer, of course. Golden ales work really great in this. It adds sort of a really nice texture to the mac and cheese.
And you use the same type of cheddar cheese?
Exactly, and same thing with some other things like green onion, and it's quite good. And then the other thing we've been doing just for the heck of it is deep frying brownies in a sweet beer batter.
Get out of town. You may get arrested for doing that.
And then a little powdered sugar on top
chocolate
sauce, and it's like deep fried brownies, and why not?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That's absolutely fantastic.
Sure. So those are some fun things. We have recipes for all those we'll throw on the website.
Oh, boy. Don't try this at home. Or maybe you should.
You should.
Anyway. Well, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.